Good morning. Light snow has been moving through interior New York and New England during the overnight period and now early this morning. Most of us have 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground, with a couple of locations a bit more, and other locations, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, a bit less. Either way, it'll be a slow morning drive where it did snow a couple of inches overnight and sloppy at best, especially even on untreated surfaces, including the ramps and bridges. The snow is becoming more intermittent early this morning as the Alberta Clipper that brought it in during the afternoon yesterday begins to sweep through. So flurries and snow showers will take over, and skies will be mostly cloudy for the rest of the morning. We'll start to see some bright spots, even some breaks of sunshine this afternoon, and temperatures will climb above freezing in most cases and settle into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, a west to northwest breeze will kick in. That'll push temperatures back down into the lower 20s for overnight lows with a few passing flurries or snow showers. A weak disturbance will pass through the region tomorrow, reinforcing colder air, with the northwest breeze picking up at times and becoming gusty. Along with that breeze, we still will have the opportunity of a few snow showers as temperatures only manage to get into the upper 20s to around 30. Dry and cold late in the week and to start the weekend for both Friday and Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds and blustery both days with temperatures holding in the mid-20s. Two disturbances heading our way for Super Bowl Sunday. With mostly cloudy skies, energy from the south will combine with some moisture, and this will produce at least a chance for some snow showers during the day and into the evening. Not a big storm, but we could have a coating of snow by the end of the day with highs around 30. Blustery and cooler on Monday, back into the 20s before another and more potent system heads our way for the day on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, moisture moving inland over parts of the northwest and upper level energy will produce rain and high elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest today and tomorrow. Additionally, snow will also develop over parts of the northern Rockies and expand into the central high plains over the next couple of days. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where 8 to 12 inches of snow will fall, with localized amounts of up to 2 feet in the mountains. Meanwhile, a winter storm warning has now been issued for the Sierras again, beginning tonight. Another storm moving into the West Coast could produce 2 to 3 feet of snow by the weekend above 5,000 feet. In addition, winds will gust up to 100 miles per hour over the Sierra Ridge. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in light snow and fog, 5 above zero, with a southwest wind at 30 gusting to 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 28 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and fog, 27 degrees, the dew point 23, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it's holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, mid-40s. Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 11. The average temperature, 19, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.06 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, 1.7 inches of snow. For the month of January, 4.6 inches, which rounds out the month at a deficit of 13.3 inches, and 19.0 inches up until midnight in Albany for the season, which is 15.7 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 65, set in 1989, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7.09 a.m., sunset this evening, 5.09 p.m., 10 hours of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow, tapering off to snow showers today, becoming breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows near 20 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles or snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any light snow will wind down as scattered snow showers today, becoming breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few light snow showers or a sprinkle today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any light snow winding down as snow showers during the day today, becoming breezy with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few passing snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still a few snow showers around, blustery, colder, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Friday and Saturday, mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers Sunday around 30. Dry on Monday, partly sunny, mid to upper 20s. And increasing clouds with a chance of snow or mixed precipitation Tuesday, highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.